stage or whatever, continuation of whatever it was about. People today, that I look at the office, I get the inspiration from there. The people today in the rich part of the world, so to speak, where we have excess, too much, they become degraded. They are not happy. It's as if they, you know, they buy a lot of stuff that is completely useless and not needed, and go around and eat and do and enjoy it in ways that are also just basically big kids game. Have become pretty strange. I don't know how to express this. I have to sit down and think about it. But, and then they look back at people in the old days. Now I'm talking about the ordinary folks also. Their life has become very empty and just filled with a kind of you know what, I can describe it somehow, maybe visually. And I think that people that in the past, I often see those comments, you see, you know, somebody from the 19th century or a family or beginning of 20th century, oh, poor people, look how hard they have to work. I think maybe it's the opposite. People then, they had another strength and another pride and another, you know, meaning and purpose in their lives, and their work was actually done by, you know, like you just take handcraft building or whatever, they had a joy in doing that, I think, in another way. And again, I think these people, they because they were often religious. I mean, I think all of them were. You had to be, but in any case, they were trained in school in that kind of moral ethics. You should be good. You should work for God and for your fellow people. And I think they got a kind of a deeper satisfaction from inside.